This is Commercial Real Estate School, featuring real-world insight and expertise from some of the most successful commercial real estate professionals in the country. Here's your host, Kyle and Sarah.
All right, I got to talk to you guys about virtual assistants. The fact is, this show would not exist if it wasn't for my virtual assistants. And I know why a lot of you guys don't hire them. It's because they take a lot of training. You got to prepare a lot of documentation. You got to manage them in order to make them really, truly effective for your business. Digzy solves that problem. Digzy has a fully managed virtual assistant service where you don't have to train, manage, or monitor them at all. They do it all for you. And no matter what vertical you're in, Digzy's got you covered, starting at just $15 an hour. And you don't have to commit to a full-time. You can go part-time for 20 hours a week or full-time 40 hours a week if that's what you need. And when you hire Digzy for a virtual assistant for your business, you actually hire Digzy the company. You get a dedicated in-house assistant that has those skills and training that you need. This way you can focus on doing what you're best at and let Digzy handle the rest. So you can grow and run your business and scale it and do everything else you want to do and allow them to fill in the gaps. Like I said, I have a Digzy virtual assistant and it's amazing and I highly recommend them. To learn more, go to www.getdigzy.com/products or call 866-MY-DIGZY. All will be in the show notes. Check them out. Digzy is the place to be for virtual assistants. You know, in commercial real estate, you constantly have to be looking to elevate your skill set, right? To get to that next level. That's why I want to introduce you to CREI Plus. It is the ultimate online community tailored just for professionals like you. At CREI Plus, you can unlock a world of opportunities for networking, learning, and professional growth. Whether you're a seasoned vet or just starting out, this platform is designed to support attendees of the CRE Summit and members of our broader community. You can stay ahead of the curve with access to the latest industry insights, keeping you informed about trends, market shifts, and best practices. With CREI Plus, you will also have the tools to make informed decisions and outshine the competition. And that's not all. On the platform, you're going to be able to connect directly with industry leaders, which will allow you to open doors for mentorship, collaboration, potential partnerships, any of which can help propel your career to new heights. Plus, you don't want to miss out on our exclusive educational events, including webinars, workshops. This is where you're going to gain that invaluable knowledge and the skills essential for success in commercial real estate. With CREI Plus, the path to professional development and achieving your career goals has never been clearer. Join us today and experience the difference firsthand. Learn more at CREISummit.com. All right, Ken, good morning.
Good
Thanks
morning.
Thanks for joining me. How are things down there in Georgia this morning?
Well, it's still almost broker vest weather. So a few more weeks, we got to hang in there. So I'm excited about that.
You know, I have a theory about that in New York. I think they keep the air conditioners on through too high, like in the 50s, just so they can keep the vests on. It's a little branding effort, I think.
I don't think that's a theory. I think that's a fact.
Put that to rest there. There we go. Well, this is a special episode of CRE School. I wanted to make sure you and I got the message out to everybody about what's been going on, but I think it's most important if we take a step back and really talk about the CRE Summit and what that's all about. So why don't we get started there, because this is really your baby and I'm just happy to be part of it.
Well, you've been an important part of it, and thank you for your leadership on this project. We're going to talk about it in so many other ways. But let me tell you why this is important to people right at the top. In business development and commercial real estate, there are two things you need to do, in my opinion, to be successful. And this is after you've identified a prospect. Selling. And selling is speaking and listening with the intent to convince. And let's face it, if you're a broker and you can't do that, maybe you better find another profession. But the second is a lot harder, and that is marketing. I have a degree in marketing. I think a lot about it. And marketing is really what they think about you before you walk in the room. And a synonym for that is your brand, and another is your influence. And so whatever your marketplace is, whether it's Salina, Kansas, New York City, or the United States of America, you got to be thinking about what the decision makers or the prospects think about you before you pick up the phone, before you call on them. And if you're successful at this and you establish trust and respect and a belief that you are an expert and can do a good job, then it makes the first part of that selling obviously much easier. Mm. And so I started in COVID publishing a list of people I thought were influential and doing good things in marketing, initially in Twitter, and now we've expanded up to 7 different lists. And as an outgrowth of that list, it became apparent that we should get together as a community, because what I've learned is that this is a very rapidly evolving profession, how to market professional services. There are a lot of new tools that come out. And frankly, there are some tools that are used the wrong way, or there are some tools that aren't worth using. So how do we get together? And what are the centers of excellence where we can learn this as professionals? There are great people in colleges that do this, and we're talking about partnering with some of them, and I respect them highly, but they're not on the front lines. There are talented people in our firms that support us in marketing, but they're not on the front lines. So this is a group of people who are on the front lines. I always say iron sharpens iron, and here's the benefit. It's a lot of fun. We get together. We're passionate. They say we're a no-click organization. Except for me, we're young, we're diverse, and it's a great group.
Yeah. I mean, I have been part of this since the beginning, and the Lake Tahoe trip, speaking of the, just touching on the fun part for a second there, I brought my wife and my mother-in-law along because at the time, everyone just wanted to get out. They're like, we'll go, we're coming with you. So they did their own thing, but they still talk about it. They got CRE Summit on their radar, just because they knew what a good time it was to bring them down after everything and kind of hung out. So, I mean, that's a testament to what's been built here. And what, as somebody who's relatively new in the business, I've been in the business 8 years. I love the collaborative nature and people coming together on all sorts of things, because that hasn't always been the case in my experience. So I think this is something that everybody should really start to hone in on, because it's becoming more and more clear every day, that branding piece and what that can mean for your business.
Indeed. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, this is not a game of feet. It's a game of inches. Mm. And the people who stand out and the people who differentiate are actually, frankly, not the best. They are those that communicate the most clearly, the most succinctly, and they really communicate to the needs of the community that they are calling on. So the old days of beating on your chest and saying, I'm the best broker, I've done a lot of deals, you know, that's the old way of selling. Yeah. We got to sell differently today, and building your brand and building your influence is smart. And guess what? Here's the best part. Never in human history has there been a time when we can have the kind of reach that we have through these tools, not just social media. It's still email and other types of SEO optimization tools. Mm-hmm. Most of it is free. You used to have to spend hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars on advertising. It's free if you will just focus on it.
That's right. I mean, it's incredible when you think about it. And you think, who's going to tell your story better than you, right? And I think that's that cutting that distance from you to a marketer or whoever, I think is really where you start to see that benefit. But now we're kind of taking this a step further. Because everyone, that in the last 3 years, the anticipation has been, the CRE Summit, and every year kind of tweaking, and it's been getting better and better, more and more people every year. But you and I connected in New Orleans, and we're talking like, how can we keep this going beyond that for the other 11 months? So now there's CREI Plus. Let's talk about that. Touch on what CREI Plus is for a second.
Yeah, Kyle, I'll never forget our conversation. I remember exactly where we were, and your photographer captured the moment when we first had the discussion. And you and I both had the realization it was such a fun time. You know, when you're together with some of your best friends and you're just on that high and you got a lot of good ideas and you're full of energy and enthusiasm, we said, how can we bottle this? Mm. How can we spread this throughout the year? Because what's happened at the summit is we've had this great family reunion, all this great idea generation, and you go back and then it's the holidays and then it's January, and all of a sudden you kind of have lost your momentum. So you and I talked about how can we keep that momentum going all year long, because the key to success is consistency. It's not that spike. Mm. And how do we lean in and continue to follow on the latest development and tools? And so you and I have worked together along with the rest of the board of advisors of CREI Plus, and a professional, Noah Rosen, his title is Cruise Director, by the way, to come out with a new product. And we based it on a specialized community engine called Mighty Networks. And we're going to premiere that March the 28th at 7:30 for the whole world to see. And I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, we did have a little teaser last night, which I think was a good kickoff. We had some good feedback on that. And I think what was important for everyone to realize, and we tried to focus on this, was this is a private community. We chose to do this intentionally, right? To really kind of reward and really hone in on how exclusive this little community can be, and the information that's exchanged and the relationships that are there. You got to be a part of it to experience it, right? Which is why we didn't go with an Instagram account or a open Facebook page. Talk about that aspect of it for a second.
Yeah, sure. We looked at every dimension. Could we be a Discord? Could we be a Slack? And there's sort of positives and negatives to each. But we chose to have a private label community for a couple reasons. First of all, we've seen in the media that there's a prominent social media platform that could be eliminated. And so if we spend the time to build in any community, we don't control the platform. And if it was substantially changed or eliminated, we could lose the community. The second is we can curate it. We have control. And I say we, this is not a top-down effort. This is all of us on the same level. If there's a feature that someone wants to see, we can turn it on. And Mighty Networks does this for communities across the globe. So they're really good at it. And I think the third thing is there's a nice feeling going behind the wall. It's not that we would share anything that we would really worry about, but everybody that's in the community can see what is posted. But if you aren't, you can't. And so what I'm excited about is we're going to curate tools. We're going to have a tech stack of the latest tech. We're going to have an area for the best CRE podcast, including this one, by the way, where you can go expand your knowledge. And so on Saturday morning, when you're getting ready and you're getting ready to sort of plan that next week or plan your month, you now have a place to go where you can look for tools that can improve your business. And you can work on as well as in your business through CREI Plus.
Yeah, guys, it's a really powerful tool. And I think, you know, the folks that are getting involved here, starting to understand it. Last night, I could see a couple light bulbs going on last night. Okay, yeah. And actually, while we were doing this little demo, this little sneak peek, people were actually signing up while we were on the call, which I thought was super cool. And I think a couple more even signed up this morning. So I was told a while ago that what people really crave is access. And they want to have this, hey, I'm a part of this group, right? That's why country clubs are so popular. And I don't think there's a correlation there, but I think what it speaks to is, hey, like, we're a group carving time out. We realize that this is important and we all have busy schedules. And the fact that we're creating this community, yeah, you gotta be in it to win it kind of thing. And I think that's going to be the part that's going to draw people in once they see how powerful it is and the connections and the networking and probably ultimately the deals that we'll get from this.
Yeah. And I would also say there's a get and give to this community. We want people who are going to be net contributors. And Kyle, you and I have talked about this concept of 5x5. So 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week of contributing to the community. This is not a coaching model. This is not top down. This is egalitarian. We're all on the same level. We're all contributing. And it's like some other social media communities that are so blessed to have people leaning in and giving content. And that's why this is going to be special, because everyone is going to contribute. And I do want to be clear, Kyle, there are three things that you can do in this community that are not available anywhere else. The first is that we've decided we're going to have a monthly meeting. We debated this quarterly, weekly. Weekly won't work. Quarterly is too distant. And so in the fourth Thursday of every month, we're going to have the CREI Plus Power Hour. We're going to have a different host of each show. Maybe it could be you if you're watching this and you want to host. And there's going to be a standard formula, but a different host and a different component. So we're going to keep it fresh. We're going to, in the Power Hour, we're going to recognize people who are successful. We're going to have an open mic at the end so you can talk. But we're going to bring a piece of content, something interesting, an expert with the latest thinking in this particular area. The second thing is that we can create expert content, and I'm so excited about it because, and I use Carrie Bob's example all the time. She taught me the hand transition in Instagram, and now I can't remember the details. So she records a video, then I can go and search it and learn how to do that. And guess what? if I need details, I just send her a message in the platform and I can talk to the expert one-to-one.
Yep.
And the third, there's been a lot of consternation and I understand it. When you come to the summit, there's so many sessions going concurrently and you want to go to all of them and you can't. Well, now you can. We're going to record all the sessions and the exclusive and the only place you can get the content and the decks from the CREI Summit, the live event, is at CREI Plus.
That's it. I mean, that's that alone, guys. I mean, I've felt that, you know, I was even part of a group. I was giving a talk on one. I'm like, oh man, you know, Allison Weiss is talking about LinkedIn over there. What did she say? You know, give me, download me. So I think that's huge on its own. So that's great. We're ready to rock and roll. We're coming up to our official launch. Anything else we should tell the people before we let them know how to get involved?
Yeah, I do. One final thing, and that we've thought about pricing. And I want to be clear to the community and to really the world. This is not about making a ton of money. This is about recommitting to the community. It's about making it sustainable. And so we've done two things that I want you to know about. One, we've steered away from selling tickets to the summit. And now we're going to sell an annual membership. Why are we doing that? Well, there's committed revenue. And if you put yourself in the place of an organizer, it takes away some of the beta. People are committed. The revenue is there and life is good. And we've devoted substantial resources behind the scenes, dollar resources, to make this community a reality. So there's founders pricing for the first 200 people that sign up. And we'll make that pricing available on March the 28th. But the cost to join the community, in addition to the summit, is really de minimis. It's just a few $100. And it's probably, Kyle, what people in Greenwich spend on dinner every night.
For sure. For sure. And some of these are $300 a month, right? Some of these platforms are $300 a month. So, yeah, it's a very fair deal.
Very attainable. Yeah. Well, Kyle, thank you for having me on. I'm very excited about it. And I can't wait to share the idea that you and I had in New Orleans for the entire world.
Crazy, guy. I mean, to me, it's a real testament to something that can start as a literal, hey, let me run something by you, right? And now it's a real tangible thing that we can put our hands on. So I'm going to put all the information in the show notes, guys, on how you can sign up. Everything Ken just mentioned here will be there. Thank you, Ken, for carving out some time for us. This will be a special episode. So thank you so much for jumping in here between our Rod Santomassimo. There'll be more information in Rod's episode, guys, next week about CREI Plus. And of course, if you have any questions, DM, call, text, whatever, however you want to get a hold of us. You know, we're all digital and mobile these days. So we'd love to have you on the platform. And thanks again, Ken.
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you for checking out another episode of Commercial Real Estate School. If you found value in today's episode, there's one simple way that you can support us. Just share the episode with your friends, your family, colleagues who you think might benefit from it. We'd love to hear your thoughts too. Leave a comment, a review, your feedback over on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, Google, wherever you're checking us out, really helps us just improve the show and brings our community closer together. So until next time, let's keep learning and doing deals.